Jennifer, JenniferGeneffe, 427. Dude, today is the 17th, of course. This is a 53-year-old woman whose husband has COVID-19 at home. She's had issues with leg pain, arm pain, ears aching, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, headache, dizziness, palpitations, and a slew of other symptoms for the past 2 days. When she came to the office today, she had a bout of nausea and vomiting and diarrhea, periods. Immunization, she doesn't believe in COVID immunization. Family history, sister died of COPD, dad died of heart problems. No, died of kidney failure, and mom died of heart problems. Last period, 2002. Social, last period, 2002. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Married 30 years, has 3 children, been pregnant 3 times, and teaches English in school to 6th graders. Surgery, cholecystectomy, sleeve surgery, medical problems, hypothyroidism, back pain, some kind of a heart issue. Seen a cardiologist because of tachycardia issues, and is getting medications for it, a beta blocker for it. Period. Medications include gabapentin, tizanidine, duloxetine, NELIXOLOL, and Armour Thyroid. Exam, 188 pounds, 99%, 98.3, 18, 99, 133 over 79. Heart positive, swan positive, restored lungs. Clear abdomen, soft. TM slightly red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Logical non-focal skin shows no rash. Let's see. Low extremity shows no edema. COVID test is positive today, number one. Strep test is negative, number two. Let's put some Armour Thyroid is 30 milligram a day. NEBIXOLOL is 5 milligram a day. It's a beta blocker. Duloxetine, DULOXETINE, is 60 milligram a day. Gabapentin is 300 milligram a day. And tizanidine is 4 milligram 3 times a day. Sorry, the gabapentin is 300 milligram up to 3 times a day. Assessment number one, COVID-19. Number two, nausea and vomiting. Number three, tachycardia. Number four, because of her nausea and vomiting, diarrhea, we looked at her. We did an abdominal ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number, echocardiogram, was not done because of palpitation, because she's on a beta blocker and she had it done previously. Next numbers, the lower extremity reveals no DVT or PVD. The pain appears to be related to COVID. Next number, dizziness, was investigated via ultrasound of a carotid, which was within normal limits. Next number, low volume depletion. Next number, push fluids. Next number, Zofran 8 milligram IM now. Next number, patient is not a fan of Paxlovid. Next number, we'll treat her with in place of nausea and vomiting, we'll treat it with Motrin, Tylenol, and Zofran at home. Next number, she'll have a prescription for steroids if she wants to take that later. Next number, put maintenance in there. Patient does not want a colonoscopy, does not want a Cologuard, does not want to have rectal exam, does not want to know if there's any blood in her stool, but she has had a mammogram, and she's happy with that only. Thank you.